Okay, hello everyone. We are on page 11. Today we'll have Shir Lili Nishmas, the Chavetz Chaim. Today's the Chavetz Chaim's Yahrzeit site. Yisrael Meir HaKohen. Rav Hashem should be Lili Neshama. We should learn all the Svarim all day, but today we'll learn, start off with just the Mishnah Berurah, but there's many other Svarim that the Chavetz Chaim wrote. Unfortunately, many, many other people don't have a chance to learn. There's a lot of tremendous, tremendous things. Okay, so leading the Shema, Yisrael Meir HaKohen. We're on Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We're on Kasif Kuf Aleph. Says the Mechaber, in Akwanim Rishayim Lenagim Birkas Kwanim Shnayim O Shloshin Egunim. We learned in Sif Yates and Chav, two things that were Mimei Hesach Hadas. We're on to a third thing that's Mimei Hesach Hadas, and that is the Kwanim, where the minig is to sing in between the Negunim, at the end of each bracha. They should choose one nigun to sing. They should not do two or three different nigunim. They should stay with the same nigun. Why? Because Teref Hadas, Bishim Deikal Amechaz, or Teref Hadas, if they sing different nigunim, they might lose their place and forget which bracha they are up to. They should do one nigun from the beginning until the end. That's obviously in a place to do nigunim, like on Yontif, most congregations have the minhag to do nigunim, and in those congregations, they should only do it, they should only choose one nigun, and they should not do two or three different nigunim. Moving on to Sif Kaf Bet. Mishtadlim Shia Makar Yisrael. The Makar who's calling out the words, Yivrach HaShem Yisrael, before the Kohanim, that Makar should be a Yisrael. Why should it be Yisrael? Because the Kohen himself has to duch. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in some cotton paper, Shia Makar Yisrael came out of a Rambam, Ve'as Makra Kra, he brings a Pasuk Shnemar Amor Lahem. So we're supposed to say to them, Miklal Shein HaMakar Mehem. It's mashma that the person who's saying out the words is not a Kohen. So this is another reason why the Chazan Barat should not be a Kohen, because we know that our minhag is that the Makra is the Chazan. That's what the Mishnah Berurah continues. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Lefi Zeh, Lefi Minagin Hashah, Shliya Tzibur, HaMakra, Klarna, our minhag, where the Shliya Tzibur is the Makra, Kamo Shikata, B'Siv Yegimel, Mimela, Tzarech, Lishtad, Lechatchila, Shah, Shliya Tzibur, O Lefni HaTeva, Lo Yeh Kohen. Therefore, another reason, we said before, perhaps, depending on which post will be passing, like according to the Shulchan Aruch, for sure, the Kohen should not be the Shliya Tzibur because he needs the Duchen. In most cases, the Kohen, the Shliya Tzibur, according to the Makaber, is not supposed to Duchen. Here's another reason why, is because even if he does not Duchen, he still should not be the Chazen. Even if he decides he's not going to Duchen, it doesn't really matter because he's still supposed to be the Makra. And the Makra is not supposed to be a Kohen, not only because, according to some, he's actually Duchening. Even if he's not Duchening, the Makra is supposed to be a non-Kohen, is because he's supposed to be Amor Lahem, someone else is supposed to say to the Kohanim. So that's another reason why, perhaps, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, L'chatchila, a Kohen should not be the Chazan. The Shartzian obviously points out over here, see, cut an eye and alf. It's not just a Yisrael, a Levi would be permissible also. Of a Levi, L'kuliyama, mutter L'chatchila, a Levi, L'kuliyama's mutter to be the Chazan, L'chatchila, does not have to be a Yisrael in order to Mekayim this din. We know our minhag is, if a Kohen is going to be the Chazan, according to those who say he does go ahead and duchen. Okay, like most minhag Ashkenaz nowadays, he does duchen, so then someone else does Yivrach HaShem Yishmerecha. You have whoever calls a Kohanim, he'll continue calling out Yivrach HaShem Yishmerecha. It's for sure not going to be Ma'akev. It's not going to be Ma'akev B'diyav. Now, moving on to Sifkov Gimel, this is a very important thing that a lot of people know a little bit about, but very few people know really what is the reason and what is going on and what is Halach L'maisa. And that is the din of that you're not supposed to look at the Kohanim when they go ahead and duchen. So a little hakdama over here. So we have a Gemara in Chagiga Tesdaf Tesvav that tells us beferish that it is usher listakel it to the hands of the Kohanim. It's one of the three things that could cause you to become blind. Okay, that is the Gemara in Chagiga. However, the Gemara in Chagiga says beferish that is only bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim in the beis hamikdash. That's only in the beis hamikdash because the Shechina is shruya al yadayim shel Kohanim. And therefore, if you're looking at the Yadayim, it's like you're looking at the Shechina, and therefore it's Aser, and it's Kamim Sami Aseinayim. It could cause someone to become blind. Okay? That is in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Mashma, then, L'chora, that nowadays you should not have to be worried about this din. Okay? The problem is, we also have a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah says that the hands of the Kohanim cannot have certain blemishes, because we're afraid you're going to go ahead and look at the Kohanim's hands. Okay, you're going to get distracted. You're going to see his hands are crooked, let's say. You're going to want to look at them, and it's usher to look at them. So what's going on over here? Why can't you look at the Kohanim's hands? So the Rashi Dafka over there says, once again, he points us to that same Gemara in Chagiga that says, because the Shechina is Shriya al Yadayim, and therefore, we don't want to become blinded. So everyone asks on Rashi, that sounds like from there that the Gemara Megillah, the Mishnah Megillah over there, is only referring to what? It's only referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Because if it's not the Beis HaMikdash, who cares if you go ahead and look at the fingers of the Kohanim? It should not be a big deal. Okay? That's what many people ask on Rashi. And therefore, the Rambam and other Rishonim bring down another reason why it's us to look at the hands of the Kohanim. Okay? And that's the reason also we're there in the Mishnah Megillah. The Rambam adds, and it's based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's Beferish. The reason is because of Hesach Hadas. We're afraid if you go ahead and looking at the staring at the Kohanim's hands, you're going to forget that you're in the middle of Birkas Kohanim. You're going to forget the Mechavim to the Bracha. This goes back to our Agdamah share to remind us that the mitzvah is not only on the Kohanim, but as the Sefer Charedim writes, it's also on the Yisrael who are getting the Bracha. It's a mitzvah daraisa for us to mekabel the Bracha according to many, many of the poskim. And therefore, we're not allowed to be Mesech Das. If you sit there spacing out, not paying attention to Birkas Kohanim, you can be mevatel your mitzvah. Obviously, you have to be paying attention. Therefore, you're not allowed to be Mesech Das. You're not allowed to look at the hands of the Kohanim because they're afraid you're going to get distracted. According to the Rambam and other Rishonim, that's the reason why the Mishnah Megillah then writes that the Kohanim's hands can't have these blemishes on them because we're afraid of Hesech Hadas. So this is an additional reason, or perhaps the only reason why nowadays then you should not go ahead and look at the Kohanim's hand, not because of the Gemara and Chagigas. That's the Bizman of Beis HaMikdash. We're not afraid that we're going to become blind nowadays. But we have another separate reason of Hesech Hadas. However, there are those who are Metarits to Rashi. And they want to say that according to Rashi, nowadays, even though we don't have the same din of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Shekhinah is Mamishruya Yadayim, however, based on the Zohar writes that when the Kohanim separate their fingers and do Birkas Kohanim, it says something like this, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meitzitz Bein the Chalonot. It looks like that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is like peeking in between the Kohanim's hands, that there's some type of thing, that the Shekhinah is still Shruya Yadayim, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it's like a zecher to the Mikdash. We still do not look at the Kohanim because the same reason, because there's somewhat of Shekhinah, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, that is Shrua Ayadim. It's like a sort of like a zecher to what we did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what some are answering. The Rashi holds that the Gemara Megillah is Shaykh nowadays, and therefore that's the reason why we don't want to look at the Kohanim's hands. Okay? Whatever it might be, we see over here for sure that it looks like that according to all Rishonim, perhaps, maybe, Dian in Rashi, if it applies nowadays, but even within Shitas Rashi, some say this Din applies nowadays, and therefore we pass it like in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, B'shasha Kohanim Mevarchim, when the Kohanim go ahead and bless, Ha'am lo yabitu v'lo yasichu daitam, they should not look, and they should not be Mesiach their das. You see over here, the Mechaber is choosing sides over here. He's saying like the Rambam, in order not to have a Hesech Hadas. Elo you einam klape mata. You should be looking down when the Kohanim are duchning. Kamosha omed b'tfila. Just like you're standing in tfila, you should stand with your eyes facing down. Ve'am yichavnu lebracha, and the nation should listen to the bracha. Ve'yu pneim keneged pnei Kohanim ve'lo yistaklu mehem. So this last line of the Mechaber, I remember Ron once spoke, gave a speech here. He said one time when he was rabbi in Virginia, some guy in the congregation obviously didn't know the halachas too well. He learned out, we don't want to become blind if we don't want to look at the Kohanim's hands, so he said the great Eitzah. Instead of taking a chance of facing the Kohanim, he turned his back to the Kohanim. He turned around completely, and therefore you have no problem. He'll never go ahead and look at the Kohanim. So Rav Ron explained to him, that's completely wrong. You've gotten the whole din wrong. The whole din is, it's supposed to be panim keneged panim. The lacha, based on the psukim, we learn out that your face has to be facing the Kohanim. Just you're not allowed to look at them, therefore we face down. That's this last time. You pnei keneged pnei Kohanim. You're supposed to be facing the Kohanim. Below you stack them. You don't have to be directly in front of them. A little bit to the side is okay also, but you should turn a little bit towards the Kohanim when they're doing Birkas Kohanim in order that you should be facing, your face should be facing them, just you should not be looking because of this din of the Rambam. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Kisiv Katan Peis Tes, he explains basically everything we just learned. He says, below you stack them, wrote Saloma. Says the Chavetz Chaim, lo mifnei ha-Kohanim v'lo b'yadeim. You should not look at the face of the Kohanim and not in their hands. V'atam, what's the reason for all this? Hu gan ken kedei shlo yasichu daitam ha-bracha. In order that you don't have a hesach das from the bracha, like we learned from the Rambam. V'im kein, kol shekein shlo yistaklu b'makom acher. Then for sure, not only should not look at the goat, you shouldn't be looking outside the window, you shouldn't be looking around the room at other interesting, for sure, you not should be looking at a sefer and learning out of a sefer, you should be mechavein to the bracha during Birkas Kohanim. Says the Chavetz Chaim in the Hemshich, Umedina, Eino Aser Elo Yistaklus Merubo Shiachal Uvdei Hesach Hadas. Says the based on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says the whole reason is Hesach Hadas A quick peek is not a problem. A quick peek should not be a problem because you're not going to be Meisei Chadasa. You look up and you look down quickly. Aval Re'iya Ktsashar. The dafka bizman hamikdash, only at the time of the base of mikdash, shiu mevarchim b'shem ha-mefarish. Only when they were mevarch with the shem ha-mefarish, v'ashchina yeshora al yadeyem, and the shechina was mamish, sitting on their hands, haya asar afilu ri'ya ksas, there even a quick peek, that would be asar, because of the reason the Gemara and the Chagiga, they could become blind because of the shechina. Masha ain't came bizman hazeh. Nowadays, the ikar the din, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, it should be that a quick peek is not really a problem. However, Viz finishes the Chavetz Chaim over here, and this is our minag. He says, "Mikol makom, no makom, noagim gam ach chashav. Zecher lemikdash shelo lahabit bam klal." But zecher lemikdash, based on Shitas Rashi, how they explain Shitas Rashi, zecher lemikdash, you should not look at all, and therefore that's halach lemaisi. You should not look at the Kohanim at all, even though nowadays it's really only because of Hesach Hadas, Zecher, to what they did in the base of Migdash, not to look at all. We don't look at all, even now. Now, all this should be, though, is if the Kohanim have their hands outside the talus. But nowadays, as you might be thinking, the hands are inside the talus. So even if you look, what's really the problem? So that's the Ramah over here. What is the correct minhag? Okay, there's a very big discussion how the Kohanim are supposed to do duchen because of this halacha. Is the hand supposed to be outside the talus or inside the talus? So says the Ramah, based on the Darkin Moshe, says the Ramah, V'gama Kohanim lo yistaklu b'yadeim. The Kohanim also, they should not look at their hands also. Al-Kain, therefore, nagu l'shal shal talus al-pneim. That's the reason why the Kohanim place the talus over their eyes. They place their talus over their eyes in order that they do not look at their hands. V'yadeim chutz l'talus, and therefore their hands are outside the talus, so the Kohanim don't look, and the people should not look by looking down. Then he brings down another minhag, v'yesh mekomo shenoagim shiyadeyam bifnim min hatalus. Though that the hands are actually inside the talus, shelo yistakel hambem, in order that the people do not look at them. So the question over here is, should their hands be outside the talus so the Kohanim don't look at their own hands, or should the hands be inside the talus so the people do not look at their hands? Which one is preferable? Those are the two minhagim. We, a lot of the Kohanim nowadays, I believe, have a middle minhag, and it's in order to be Yotzei L'Kuliyama. What they do is, they have their face inside the talus, and they'll put their talus on top of their hands. If the talus is resting on top of their hands, they cannot see it, and also the people cannot see it. And that is for sure, minhag Sfar for sure is inside the talus. The Sfarim for sure put it inside the talus, as the Halacha Berurah brings down over here. Over here we see two different minhagim. Amongst Ashkenazim, I believe most Ashkenazim nowadays will have the talus resting on their hands, so the people will not come to look, and the Kohanim will not come to look. That's what it says over here. Now, in Siv Katan Sadi Beis, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Darkei Moshe. Another minute you'll see, especially in Chutz La'aretz, many are knowing like this. He says, "B'Darkei Moshe, Mosif, Shigam Ha'am Noagim L'Chasos Pneim B'Talus, Kidei Shelo Yuchul Listakel B'Dei HaKohanim." They'll do what they'll do is that the fathers, and they'll take their kids with them also, and they'll put everyone under the talus, in order that what? Once again, that we don't come to look at the Kohanim's hands. So it could be, if you notice over here, Tzivkot and Tzadi Beis is going on the first minhag over here. The minhag, the Ramah writes, that the Kohanim's hands are outside the talus. If the hands are outside the talus, as an extra measure, not to come look at it, so therefore we put the people outside the Kohanim, the Yisraelim and the Levim, they put their talus over their heads, not to go ahead and look. However, it could be the reason why most in Eretz Yisrael do not go ahead and do this. Most don't put their talus over their heads, because nowadays, anyways, the Kohanim's hands are under the talus. We don't see them anyways. Yes, you should not look. Like we said before, the minhag is, you should put your eyes down, you should not look. But you don't need this extra measure of chumrah not to put the talus over their head, because at the end of the days, even if you did look for a split second, you do have the mikar din of the Mishnah Berurah, that re'iya ktsas is not really a problem, as long as you don't go ahead and be miseach das. So that is what comes out over here, halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is that the minhag is not to look at all. And therefore, you should keep your eyes down while facing the Kohanim. And obviously, mechavein to Birkas Kohanim, because at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah sase upon us also to get blessed. Okay? In terms of the Kohanim, so there's different minhagim over here. The minhag of the Sfaradim is for sure to put the talus over their hands. The hands are inside the talus. For the Ashkenazim, there are different minhagim, but I believe nowadays most Kohanim put also their talus over their hands. Is that correct, Joe? Go on, Kohanim put their talus over their hands. It seems like the Kohanim put their talus over their hands nowadays also. In order to mekayim both things, the Kohanim we see over here should not look at, be able to look at their own hands, and the people should not be able to look at the Kohanim's hands over either, because of the Rambam, the Yerushalmi, because of Hesach Hadas, or some type of Zecher LeMikdash, based on Rashi, based on the Gemara and the Chagiga, because there is some type of Shechina, especially based on the Zohar, that even nowadays it applies even outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kavachomer, the Bezman Beis HaMikdash, and therefore as a Zecher for this din, we should be careful not to go ahead and look at the Kohanim, but the Iker is, once again, not to be Meseach Das and try to Mechavi to Birkas Kohanim, so we don't come to lose out on our mitzvah. Ad Kan for today.